I was pulling this big tree along on a side hill, and those tractors would tip over very easily because the undercarriage was built so high, the level of gravity, they were higher, heavier, not maybe heavier up above, but with that big heavy motor up above the wheels even. They were top heavy, really. And I'm pulling this big tree, and I could see I'm going to be in trouble for about 100 more feet. So I started going real slow, and I thought, gee, I didn't have the common sense to stop, unhook, put that tractor on a different angle, or, you know, or whatever. And all of a sudden, he's starting to tip over. And we had a top on it, a door to get in, and a small window to get out. I wasn't going to get out of that window. It would take too long. And I thought to myself, well, I don't know if I had a seatbelt on. I don't think I ever had a seatbelt.
You never wore a seatbelt.
But I said, I know if I hang on to the steering wheel. This one had a steering wheel. The first one, it was a
stick?
Farmer, something or other.
Farmer.
No. Something farmer. It was a
tree farmer.
Yeah, it was a three bagger. A three cylinder. And it had a stick. Like an airplane. The old airplanes. And it tipped over, and there was a cut stump there. It landed on before it went down, stopped it going down in the ravine. Pretty decent ravine. I probably would never got out of it. Cut my arm up pretty bad on the edge of where that window sets into a notch. I was backwards when it ended up. I don't know how I got turned around in this small area, the seat, your pedals and everything. How could I have got turned around? I have no idea, but I says, I'm going to be okay. I'm looking out the back. I can't figure this out. I'm looking out the back end of it. Yeah, I was probably in every hospital in a 60, 80 mile area.
He's got a cut here across. His leg is pretty well caught up. He's broken his ankle 3 times.
Well, if Georgie hadn't run over me. Well, he said it was your fault, Dad. You shouldn't have been there. Well, where did you want me to be when I'm cutting these trees down? Sitting somewhere in the shade? I think, I'm not sure if he knew that split second what he had done. You know, if he had, because you're always looking back when you're starting, you're always looking back for whatever reason, maybe to keep from hurting other trees, or, you know, whatever. We're pulling them out in tree length, so they can be up to 40, 50 feet long. I think he probably had three or four on, and I had finished cutting. Okay, so he's going to go this way, and I want to go over here to start cutting. So I start going over that way, and I jumped, because I'm just going to jump over that last one, and I didn't make it. They come over me, maybe not over my body. I don't know how, but it just broke my leg. And I don't know if he knew it until he came back for another load, and I was going to go cut another tree down, but I couldn't. I just couldn't manage it. So they took me to the hospital. And then 2 times on this slippery side hill, I was cutting a tree down, going to cut a tree down, don't know if I started or whatever, and slipped a little bit. and chainsaw was running and got me across the knee. And I had to go get that sewed up. Maybe 3 or 4 years later, same thing happened on the same knee. Because, you know, you're cutting maybe right hand or however you want to call it. Maybe always doing that. But same one, so that's why that sticks out about 2 inches. One broken ankle in the Navy, one at the hammer mill unloading, and